SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Faith leaders say some responses to recent stabbing crimes in Sydney are undermining Australia's social cohesion. Jewish, Muslim, and Christian groups have issued a statement on the recent tensions and violence in Sydney. It follows what police and security agencies have labeled a terrorist attack at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church in the suburb of Wakeley. A 16-year-old Muslim boy is in police custody for stabbing Bishop Mari Emmanuel and several churchgoers as a service at the church was live-streamed. As news and video of the attack spread on social media, dozens rushed to the church demanding the attacker be brought out for them to deal with. Ensuing clashes between the police and those outside the church resulted in several police officers being injured and police vehicles being damaged or destroyed. The attack has led to tension between members of different faiths, says Father Patrick McInerney, director of the Cullinan Centre for Christian-Muslim Relations.
After the church stabbing, of course, there was the violence that erupted outside the church, which is unacceptable. And then across social media, there's also been quite strong statements of antagonism and blame. And at these times, those sort of statements don't help at all. They inflame the situation. What we need to be doing at this time is pouring water on the fire, not petrol. So we need to be promoting community harmony.
The joint statement from the Jewish Council of Australia, the Islamophobia Register Australia, and the Cullinan Centre for Christian-Muslim Relations states,
"Recent days have shown that fear and misinformation can spread rapidly in the wake of such events. We must reject any attempts to use these incidents to perpetuate anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or any form of racism, hatred, or intolerance. Instead, we must come together to support one another, amplify facts over falsehoods, and demonstrate the strength of our shared values of inclusivity and mutual understanding."
The statement continues on to call for an immediate stop to demonising those of a different faith.
"Unfortunately, some community leaders, media and politicians have fostered community division and racism. This must end now. People of different faiths and backgrounds must not be demonised or dehumanised. Now is the time to work toward ensuring that Sydney is a place where people of all backgrounds and religions can feel safe, welcomed and empowered to build a better future together. We stand ready to work with all who share this vision for a pluralistic, just and multicultural, multi-faith society."
Father Patrick brought leaders of the three Abrahamic faiths together and authored the statement.
"I was particularly pleased to be part of this statement because it was Jewish, Christian and Muslim together. We are inheritors of ancient religious traditions. We have very positive histories and we also have moments in our histories when there has been conflict. We are at our best when we promote universal human values."
It was not only the church stabbing that revealed community division. Shortly after the weekend Bondi Junction Westfield attack and before police released any information, social media in Australia was abuzz claiming the attacker was an Arab man, prompting accusations that it was a terror attack by a Muslim man because of Australia's support for Israel. One news media outlet released the name of a Jewish man, the son of a prominent member of the Sydney Jewish community, saying he was the attacker. Both claims were false. The Bondi Junction attacker was identified by police shortly after as Joel Cauchy, a man from Queensland who suffered schizophrenia. He appeared to only target women. Of the six killed, the only man was Faraz Tahir, a Pakistani Muslim Westfield security guard who arrived in Australia as a refugee. Dr. Elizabeth Strakosch is executive officer at the Jewish Council of Australia.
I believe that we've seen widespread dehumanisation and demonisation of Palestinian people and anti-Palestinian racism in the coverage of Israel's war on Gaza, including repeatedly questioning the legitimacy of victims, not giving adequate time and space to the grief that so many Palestinian people are feeling, and also painting Palestinian people and Muslim people in Australia as a potential threat.
She cites a particular case.
So one example of that would be backlash against issuing of visas to Palestinian people who were seeking safety in Australia and trying to escape the violence in Gaza. And we saw a number of politicians and organisations painting them as a security threat and calling for the suspension of those visas. I think we've also seen particular politicians leaning quite heavily into Islamophobic groups. And I'm thinking of Peter Dutton in particular.
In an exclusive interview with SBS News, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has also called for cohesion amongst all who live in Australia.
We need to have respect for each other, regardless of people's faith, regardless of what people's ethnic background is. On just last Friday, I hosted faith leaders at a meeting in Sydney, speaking about religious liberty, where we had a really respectful discussion across different faith groups. That's the Australia that makes us stronger and more cohesive as a society, being able to talk through issues, respecting each other, and allowing each other to go about, including whether we're people of faith or of no faith at all. Just having respect for that.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.